Hey, welcome to Vet Chat, the spinoff of the Protectors podcast. I love this new video series. And today I'm excited to have Don Bramer on. What's going on, Don?
Hey, not much. How are you? And happy belated Thanksgiving.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. We linked up on Instagram, I think it was. I saw you guys are doing some really good things for veterans. And next week you have a big gala. So I was like, hey, you know what? We got to get you on like super quick, promote it out and talk about, you know, the gala. But first, let's talk about who you are.
Well, wow, that's a very long subject in itself. As you mentioned, veteran as well. A few tours in Iraq and around the Middle East, but also still in the reserves. Have been a diehard Navy guy all my life for 17 years, but end of this year I'll be switching to green and wearing a different uniform.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting, huh?
It's the first Saturday in September. I'll be singing a different tune.
Oh, that's going to be going from the Navy to the Army will be a bit different.
Well, as long as I end every sentence with hua, I think I'll be okay.
Everything has to have hua. I mean, hey, you going to chow? Hua.
Yeah.
Man, that sucks. Hua. Yeah, I mean, there's a you just have to learn the inflections, right?
You bet.
Now, what are you doing now? What is American Freedom Fund?
Well, my day job is I'm fortunate enough to be the chairman of a government relations firm here in D.C., primarily in the defense arena, but also in veterans affairs, healthcare, and intelligence, which allows me for another full-time job, and that's being the executive director of the American Freedom Fund. This will be our sixth gala that we've hosted. Collectively, and it's evolved in many different ways. While our original intention was to support other VSOs, we still do that, but we started creating our own program several years ago, and now that's allowed us to have a footprint in about 16 states now, several more coming on in 2020, with a focus on, you know, three basic tenets: athletics, education, and advocacy, with the one goal of getting people, as I say, get off the couch. Because I found that a lot of people, when they start to go down that path that we don't like to talk about, it's because as vets, we're very self-sufficient, or we like to think we are. So we go home, we close the blinds, we lock the doors, and there is where sometimes a lot of issues ensue. So we wanted to create a new community, a new family, and give people an opportunity to support each other, but also to support the communities they live in.
Yeah, that's a big thing now. Is, you know, before it was like, hey, call 1-800 number now. And now we're getting back into the grassroots, you know, the buddy checks, the ripple effect of checking on everybody and making sure we get through these tough times. And now we're kind of streamlining into, you know, if we can get off the couch, not only moving around, but then we get it to socialize with other people. It's that whole social factor about it too, as well.
Well, you know, and I'll use one of our programs, our softball program, which is, you know, our largest to date. You know, we started 3 years ago with one team of 14, 15 guys. Now it's co-ed. This past year, this Military Worlds, we sent over 100 men and women, athletes and their families down to Florida to compete. And what a sight to see, you know, that many people wearing your jerseys, that many teams that had come together under our flag. And not only is it about, you know, softball, but it's about having that person or that buddy, as you say, in your phone that you can call when you have that bad night. And we all have them.
All of us.
Yeah. You know, and another thing, we call them, we have them twice a month. We partner with a different VSO each month, and we do Red Fridays. And through the folks here in DC at Rebellion DC, you know, we invite groups to get together, create those friendships, those that network, so that, you know, VSOs don't have to feel like they're alone, and we can all grow together and work together, which I think we should. You know, we should work to serve the community and not compete.
I absolutely agree. And I think there's a lot more getting together now than there was in the beginning. Because I think in the beginning, everybody was trying to find their foothold and they were kind of crossing over in everybody else's paths. But now it seems like, hey, you know what? There is absolutely enough to go around. There's enough vets to help out. There's enough family members to help out and those caregivers out there to help out. So it's just, there's a lot to go around, and having organizations like yours out there is very important. And I'm sure this, your event coming up, the 2019 Manhattan's Martinis and Mistletoes, it's kind of a big deal for you guys.
You know, this event, 6 years ago started as a reception, and it originally was intended to be the company Christmas party for my firm. But it grew its own life. And, you know, back then in the first year, we, everyone made a donation and we split it three ways to go to three different VSOs that me and my team selected. And now it's become, you know, a full awards gala. We've had, you know, our own award, that's been commissioned, just for the night. This will be the second year that those come out, and, you know, we'll have 450 people show up for this night. And it's actually, you know, been referred to as the signature event of the holiday season in DC. And, you know, this year is really great because we have a complete new set design, new logo. It's been completely rebranded. You know, a third of the tickets we actually donate back to the active duty community, so that, you know, we all remember when we were that young enlisted or young junior officer.
Yes.
You know, the ideal of, you know, getting your mess dress on and taking a date. Well, that was an expensive feat all itself. And a lot of these types of events, you know, when you're just starting your military career, you really find it hard to go to these things. So our ideal through our sponsors is, you know, we're able to give, you know, we take back every year to the community. And, you know, to your listeners, if you're out there and you're, you know, that, you know, E1, E2, E3, or that, you know, O1, O2, and you want to come to this and it's not in your budget, you just reach out mm-hmm. and we're going to take care of you.
That's perfect. You know what we should do is cool.
Well, thank you. You know, we're really proud of it. And as you can tell from the video, you know, we've got the support of some great military and veteran influence. You know, Graham Allen's been an advocate, the folks from Ranger Up, you know, mm-hmm. and you know, people from all across the country fly in and travel in for this event. And it's because it's about, you know, it's about our community coming together, recognizing those individuals and those companies who are active in making a difference and making our community whole. And it's our belief that through that, that's how people heal.
I absolutely agree. This is a great event, and I'm so glad that you have, you know what, that's the greatest thing about social media in the past 4 or 5 years is now we can actually connect to people, spread the message out there. You send me a click to YouTube. Now we do a quick video. This is the way we could all just kind of link up and network and kind of get the message out there that, you know what, you're not alone. There's people out there that actually care.
Yeah.
And you know what, maybe we could help you get through that 24, 48 hours of darkness that sometimes you get.
You know, and one of the things that's kind of unique, and you know, like each of our programs, we encourage them to find another program that they support. We have groups, our folks out in Washington State, you know, they do stand downs to help homeless veterans. Our folks in Maryland, they go up to Baltimore and do meals for the veterans, the homeless veterans up there. So each organization or each program of our organization, they still find a way to continue to give back. So not only are we giving to them, but they continue to pass it forward.
Now, how do we find you? I'm going to put up the center banner here.
Well, the American Freedom Fund is the easiest to find. It's AmericanFreedomFund.org. But if you just want to go straight to the event next week, it's joinm3.org. Both of those will tell you a lot about us. We're on, you know, like everybody else, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram. And it's the easiest way to kind of see what we're doing, to be a part of it. If there's a program that we do that someone has that they're interested in, you know, reach out. You know, you don't have to be a, you know, top-notch competitor to play. We have teams and groups at every level. It's more about the community, the family, and the camaraderie that we want you to build with us.
And that's one thing I'm glad you brought that up, is a lot of people, especially nowadays, when you mention like the E1, E2, E3, junior officers, you don't really have the money to always give to every charity that you see, but you could spread the message via social media. You could attend these events. You can kind of get that ripple effect going to where saying, you know what, there's plenty of organizations we could support. You could also volunteer with different organizations. Just kind of really get out there. And I like the idea that you have, and I like that you're pushing that, the athletics aspect of it. And you got a lot of big names behind it as well.
Well, our sponsorships, you know, our sponsor base, they're phenomenal. And, you know, last year, we made a commitment to our athletes that, you know, if you showed up to so many events and you supported the organization, that we would cover your uniforms and we would cover your competition fees, because it's about a commitment. So if you would show to us that you were committed, then you wouldn't have to go that financial burden. And, you know, for some people that have the time, that works. You know, it's something that works for differently for everyone. But we try to, through our sponsors, to make it as less of a burden to everyone, whether you're in our outdoor program, which, you know, they do something almost every weekend, whether it's camping, whitewater rafting, rock climbing. They're more our adrenaline junkies of the bunch. The softball, the shooting team, you know, the guys go out and play golf. So there's something for every niche, whether you're athletic or athletic minded. You know, we've got, whether you're adaptive, non-adaptive, you know, we try to be as inclusive as possible so that, you know, all are welcome. You don't have to feel like, well, I can't go do that because I'm not good enough, or, you know, I don't know anyone there. That doesn't work with us. The door is open. You just got to take that first step.
Well, anybody who's a veteran or been associated with the veterans knows you can make friends within like 2 minutes. Yeah. That's what the great thing about it. As soon as you get over that quick initial, do I need to go? Do I really want to go? And then when you go, you're like, yeah, this is good. I'm glad I came.
You know, that's an interesting story. You know, earlier this spring, we went up to serve Easter meal to the homeless veterans in Baltimore. And, you know, it's my first time being in a commercial kitchen. So anxiety was very high. Mm-hmm. But after we served the meals, you know, every one of us, we sat down at the table with the group of the vets there. And that was, you're exactly right. You know, the idea that I could sit down with these ladies and gentlemen, and within minutes, we were laughing about, you know, what rank they were, what they did when they were in the service. And even though that they had, you know, had some pretty bad incidents in their life, it wasn't moments till there was a joke that was passed, or we were, as usual, making fun of each other's service. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and if just for a few minutes, we brought some joy to those lives, and that was worth it. And it's something that, you know, very emotional and touched a lot of us, myself included, in so many different ways.
Well, Don, I really appreciate you coming on, and I'm glad you shared that story, because it's the absolute truth. Because, you know, just busting someone's chops and, you know, spending time with someone, it means a ton.
Absolutely. You know, and, you know, to your viewers, your listeners, we'd love to have you out. If you want to learn more, reach out, you know, go to the website or director@AmericanFreedomFund.org. That'll go to the team. And Jason, I hope to see you there.
I may very well be. I mean, I can't really say I can't come, because now that you know I live in a D.C. area.
Well, so, I can get you a press pass, so I think you'll be okay.
Okay, if you send me a press pass, I might show up.
It'll be
99%. But Don, I'd like to have you back on the Protectors. We'll do a full show. I want to know more about you. You can't get away with this 30-second. I want to get the 30-minute chat with Don.
We're proud to do it, and we'll have your press pass waiting at the door. If you want to bring your wife, she's welcome as well.
Awesome. I appreciate it. Thank you, Don.
Thank you. See you soon.